Hello and welcome to the ISIS Americas podcast for Friday, 21st of September, 2018. I'm your host, David Hayden, and today I'm joined by Senior Editor Bill Bowen. Hello, Bill.
Good morning.
This week's podcast will be over the U.S. polyvinyl chloride market, better known as PVC. As a brief overview of PVC, Bill, could you tell us how it's used and who produces it?
Yes, of course. PVC is a widely adaptable plastic. It lasts a long time as water pipes or one of the largest consumption areas, but it's also used for vinyl flooring, vinyl seats in automobiles. It's used in medical bio bags in the hospital, blood bags, as well as to make film, packaging, and other things. Oh, and the producers in the U.S. include OxyVinyls, a division of Occidental Chemical, Westlake Chemical, Shintech, and Formosa Plastics are the major U.S. producers.
Your report this week on the PVC export market highlighted tariffs as well as the aftermath of Hurricane Florence, but focused on how the dollar is affecting the market. We'll get to the first two topics in a minute, but let's start with the U.S. dollar.
Okay, yeah. Unexpectedly, the U.S. has begun using some tighter fiscal policies, and the Federal Reserve Bank has increased interest rates. That has strengthened the U.S. dollar against many currencies, particularly in emerging markets where fiscal policies might not be as stringent and where economic problems are more volatile. So we've seen the dollar increase in strength against the Argentina peso by 100% since April. We're seeing it range from 6 to 11% growth in many of our target export markets, including Australia, Chile, and other markets in Southeast Asia. So that makes it more difficult for buyers in those markets to afford the material. The material, in effect, has increased by the 10% or so without any other market factors being considered. So that's become an obstacle to the expansion of exports just at this time when tariffs and threats of tariffs are disrupting the market in several regions, particularly, of course, with China.
Speaking of tariffs, in previous podcasts, we have touched on how the trade war between the U.S. and China has been affecting particular markets. What has the situation thus far been for PVC?
Well, the U.S. has now imposed tariffs on many products from China that include PVC, that are made with PVC, or which a significant component of the manufacturer's PVC, such as textiles, flooring, vinyl siding, many, many articles made with PVC. The unexpected, perhaps, outcome of that has been now that China is buying less PVC resins from the U.S. because it can sell less finished goods made from PVC back to the U.S. That is what we're seeing right now, the immediate impact. At least producers and compounders in China are being hesitant and taking a cautious approach. So that has slowed sales, caused some disruption to trade flows, and all of that is being worked out by producers and traders right now.
And switching back to the domestic side, we're coming up on a week since Hurricane Florence made landfall on the U.S. Atlantic coastline. I assume that the hurricane's impact and the subsequent flooding is not going to have a lingering effect on your market?
Well, for polyvinyl chloride, there's not much impact. There will be some regional disruptions in that particular area that's been affected, but no production facilities were impacted. Wilmington, Delaware is a distribution center for caustic soda. There are several distributors and producers that have terminals there. They are underwater and inoperable, have been since the past week, and will likely remain so for another week. The river levels are not expected to crest until this weekend, so the problems there are extended.
More of a logistics issue.
But it's more of a logistics issue. Many of the downstream users are also knocked out of production, so the net effect will be delayed delivery to some people, some postponed consumption, and therefore a slight increase perhaps in domestic supply for caustic soda in that area. But I think it's going to be pretty much net a wash after this clears up.
So for the next few weeks, what would the biggest factor be for the U.S. PVC market, whether politics or something happening in foreign economies?
We always, at this time of year, consider hurricanes. I think there have been price increase announcements for some products this fall on the just as a hedge and insurance against the possibility of a hurricane making landfall in the U.S. Gulf production center. That threat seems to be less apparent now, and it seems like that the trade threats, trade implementation of tariffs, and policy making and politics are going to be the thing that command the market for the rest of the year. It's what the market overseers do rather than what supply and demand would seem to dictate.
Thanks for the update, Bill.
Thanks, David.
And thanks to everyone for listening. If you would like more information on PVC or any of the markets we cover, as always, be sure to visit ICIS.com. And be sure to tune in to next week's podcast.